Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us today. You know, God's got a perfect purpose and a perfect plan for your life. And we've been looking at how we could get the vision to propel us towards that perfect purpose that God has planned for us. Let's pick up where we left off on Friday and join us right now in the service.
So the other way that you're going to do that is you walk with God. Number two, you've got to surrender your will to God. Amen? And I mean, think about this. Really, how hard should that be? Because if Jesus was willing to die for us, shouldn't we be willing to live for him? Yes. He was willing to die for us. We should be willing to live for him. Come on. And when we surrender to him, that's when he really begins to direct your footsteps. How can he go to someone who's not surrendered? Because whatever he tells him, he ain't going to do it.
We make choices every
minute of every day, and we have to start being the kind of people that get God's direction for the choices we make. Yes. And it's a daily ongoing thing that we have to do. Everyone say daily.
Daily.
Amen. And I tell you what, it's just amazing if you choose God's will over your will, how much problems you save yourself from. I mean, you think of some things you've done in the past. What you bought. You know, I'm not going to say who you married. I didn't say it right. Which house to buy, what car to buy, which job to take, which church to go to. All these things. And sometimes you stop and think, wow, if I hadn't have done that, imagine where I'd be today. Imagine it took me 10 years. Now I'm where I'm supposed to be. I did what he told me back then 10 years ago. I did it 10 years later. Now I'm on my path. I could have been so much further. But I got great news for you. God redeems the time. God is a God that can redeem the time. And he can make it up to you like that. Just surrender. Can you say amen? Okay, number three. Number three, write this down. You can write it down on the back of your bulletins or somewhere. On your phones, iPads. Number three, obey what you already know of God's will. Obey what you already know of God's will. And I want to put a tag to that and add there. And what you don't know of his will, find out. You see, God's got a will that is written down. The word of God is his will. His will and his testament. The old will and testament, the new will and testament. And he even says in 1 John 5:14, I don't think I put that one down, but 1 John 5:14, he says, this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, then we know he hears us. And if we know he hears us, we know we have the requests or petitions we have desired of him. So you've got to know the will of God. And people want to know God's plan for their lives, but they overlook the fact that there's 98% of his will already written down. It's already revealed in his word. 98% of his will is revealed in his word. You just want to find the other 2% of what he revealed for you. Your purpose. But I can promise you this right now. Love everybody's for everyone here. Do not kill for everyone here. For God doesn't want one to perish. It's for everybody here. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's for everybody here. Thanks be to God. Always. So you've got all of these scriptures, and this is God's known will. 98% of his known will is already revealed in his word. But now you got to know that word and you got to do it. Now watch what he says in Luke 11:28 out of the NIV. Luke 11:28, Jesus replied, instead, blessed are those who hear God's word and obey it. You can't escape the word of God, folks. There's no ways you can get all the blessings from God without getting into the word. You got to get saved and then you got to live according to the word. Now, I'm not saying we all do. We try to. We make mistakes, we fall down, we get back up, and we repent, and we move forward again. But we're in the Word. We're doing the Word, and that pleases God. That blesses God. When people take a bit of extra time to get up in the morning and study the Word, or go to bed a little later and study the Word, or during the day when they get a break or whenever, study the Word or pray, God loves that. God loves it. That's His will for us. Can you say amen? And so if we do not obey the things that God has shown us clearly in His will, if we're not obeying those, why would you think He would reveal any other information regarding His plan for your life if you're not even obeying a part of the Word? You can't just be living the way you want and expect God to give you your final destination and say, right, here's your vision, let's go. So these are points that are going to help you get there. Go with me to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. I hear pages rustling. I see phones flipping and iPads. Matthew 7, and we're looking at verse 24 from the Living Bible. All who listen to my instructions and follow them are wise. Who said that? Jesus. Who said that? Jesus. Who is Jesus? He's God, right? Look what God said. All who listen to my instructions, God's instructions, not the instructions of the world, not the instructions of CNN, not the instructions of presidents, the instruction of God. He says, yeah, all who listen to my instructions and follow them are wise. I like to add something to that. All who don't listen to my instructions and follow the world are dumb. And the Passion says, everyone who hears my teaching and applies it to his life is like a man who builds his house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floods rise and the storm winds beat against his house, it won't collapse, for it was built on a rock. But those who hear my instructions and ignore them are foolish. Like a man who builds his house on the sand. For when the rains and floods come and storm winds beat against the house, it will fall with a mighty crash. God wants us to obey what He's already told us, written down in His Word. Obedience is an important first step. So obedience to His Word. Obedience to God's Word. Of course, remember this. Don't forget this. Two men heard the Word. He said, I will liken you to the man who heard and didn't. He heard and he obeyed. And the other man heard and didn't obey. So they both heard. And we know faith comes from hearing. So they both had faith. But one had living, active faith. The other had dead faith. Faith without works is dead. So you could be listening to the Word of God all you like and still being so defeated in every area of your life, full of faith. You can be full of faith, but you are totally destroyed in every area of life. Why? Because you're not doing what the Word said. So if you want to get onto what God's called you to, your purpose, you're going to have to do a couple of things. Amen? And the church really is, this church community, we were talking about it earlier, is designed to help you greatly with this. You come here, we train. You see, my job as a fivefold ministry is to train up the saints in the way they should go. That's what my job is, not to be a big deal. My job is to train up people that God sends here so that they can go and find their purpose and be effective in the community with the Word and God. And that's why it's important to please
watch the video
that I did, the teaching, on your vocation. Because it's spiritual. Some people think, well, I flip burgers. It's spiritual. If God gave you the talent to flip burgers and to make new deals and to be a pastry chef or a chef, it's spiritual. Why can I say that? Because God put that in you, and all things from God are spiritual. This world comes from a spiritual world. Everything, yeah, comes. A hamburger is a spiritual thing. A double Mac, a Big Mac, whatever you want to call it. Because it all comes from the kingdom of God. Everything on this planet was put here by the kingdom of heaven. God created everything, and God is a spirit. So if you've got a talent and a gift to become a chef, a doctor, a musician, whatever it is, it's a spiritual thing. If you use it to advance the kingdom, and you don't even have to be talking about it.
That's right.
Some people think, well, I'm going to be an evangelist. I'm shy to witness. That's fine. Just show God in your life. Show God. Show the love. And when they say, how come you're so talented? Say, well, God gave me this gift. That's all. You're not witnessing. You're giving testimony right there. Amen. So I would encourage you to get to services as often as you possibly can. We have healing school, we have Sunday service, we have prayer, we have so many different things. We've got Bible college, we've got so many different things. We've got Tuesday mornings, we've got so many different things going on. Amen. And if you've got time, get into them. That's what we're here for, to create a community of believers who can now accomplish what God wants him to do. Yes. How many of you want to be successful in life? Amen. Well, remember what God said to Joshua in Joshua 1:8. He said, this word shall not depart out of your mouth. In other words, you better keep this word on your lips.
That's right.
And in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
He says, and meditate on it day and night.
Right.
For then, why did he tell you that? He says, for then you will observe what to do.
Right.
You will see what to do through the word of God. Then you will make your way successful. Then you will have good success. That's what God said to Joshua. Is that right? And so the more you see, the more you involve yourself in the greenhouse effect like that, and you start befriending people over here, the more believers you hang around with, the more of a greenhouse effect you're going to be in, and you're going to grow better.
Amen.
Listen, he says evil communication corrupts good manners.
Right.
1 Corinthians 15:33. Evil communications corrupt good manners. So if you're hanging around with like-minded people that love the Lord, even though we crash and burn sometimes, we get up again, we repent and we go again, that's the kind of people you want to hang around with. Because they're going to always be encouraging.
Amen.
Well, actually, I know some Christians that are not encouraging. Get away from them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't hang with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they pull down everything you do and they're jealous of everything you've done, love them, but you don't have to sit in their house. You go with Christians that believe God and believe the best for everybody in this room. You believe the best for everyone, and people that you don't have a need for, you don't need them in your life, you're never going to see them again, treat them like they're a child of God.
Amen.
Because they are a creation of God.
They are.
And God wants them saved. So we treat everyone with respect and honor. And if they do well, rejoice with them. If they sad, be sorrowful with them. Encourage them, lift them up, pray for them. Amen. I know some Christians that are downright rude. I mean, pathetic. I don't even want to be called a Christian when they're standing next to me. And I'm talking about a senior pastor of churches. I've seen them treating the waitress. Oh my God, I was so embarrassed. Sent the meal back 5 times. I've had wrong meals. I've sent probably 3 or 4 meals back in my life. And I did it with respect and honor. I'm so sorry. And please, if you don't mind, just cook it. It's still going bad. And so I would encourage you to come to church as often as you can, because when you hang around with people with like-minded brains and think in that way, the greater your chances will be of finding godly men and women to discern God's will in your life. Proverbs 11:14 out of the Passion Translation says, people lose their way without wise leadership. The King James says the people fall. But a nation succeeds and stands in victory when it has many good counselors to guide it. You got people in here that will be praying for you, where two of you agree is touching anything in the earth that they ask, it shall be done for them by my heavenly Father which is in heaven, Matthew 18:19. So when you agree with people, yeah, and they're encouraging you, and they're saying you can do this, and I'm praying for you, and they encourage you, that's what you want.
Yeah.
So you want to be in church. Can you say amen?
Amen?
All right, so that was obey what you already know of God's will. The fourth one is pay attention to how God has wired you. Pay attention to how God has wired you. God has created you to fulfill a specific role in this world.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's synergymagnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bars. Family owned and operated since 1980.